as craftsmen delighting in their material.
Porcelain is a special ceramic fired at very high temperature, 1200 to 1400 degrees centigrade. The heat vitrifies the clay so that, like glass, it can hold liquid, in contrast to porous earthenware. And the heat also makes it very tough. White, hard and translucent, porcelain was admired and desired everywhere, well before the creation of blue and white. The very word porcelain comes to us from Marco Polo's description of his travels in Kublai Khan's China. The Italian porcellana, little piglet, is a slang word for cowrie shells. They do indeed look a little like curled up piglets. And the only thing that Marco Polo could think of to give his readers an idea of the shell-like sheen of the hard, fine ceramics that he saw in China was a cowrie shell, a porcellana. And so, little piglets, porcelain, we've called it ever since. That's if we're not just calling it China. I don't think there's another country in the world whose name has simply become interchangeable with its defining export. The savagery of the Mongol invasion destabilized and destroyed local pottery industries across the Middle East, especially in Iran. So when peace returned, these became major markets for Chinese exports. And in these new markets, blue and white ware had long been popular. So the porcelain the Chinese made for them mirrored the local style, and Chinese potters used the Iranian blue pigment, cobalt, to meet local taste. The cobalt from Iran was known in China as Wei Wei Qing, Muslim blue, clear evidence that the blue and white tradition is Middle Eastern and not Chinese. Craig Clunas